This is a podcast from the BBC. To find out more, go to bbc.co.uk/6music.
Thank you very much for downloading the podcast. I hope you enjoy it. I greatly enjoyed doing the show. Matt Ford's here live.
Hi, guys. Thanks.
Oh, guys, see?
Thanks for downloading
get
it.
Cheesier than you. John's in the corner there. How you doing, John?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Thinking about buying a motorbike later, aren't you?
Probably.
Looking forward to
I've
that.
I've got a few bids in.
Yeah?
On eBay?
I don't see why I can't have one with two sidecars.
That's a nice look.
Do you know what I mean? It's just safer, innit?
We saw that truck earlier. It looked a little bit like it had a moustache. But this is just witter. What do we do in the
witter.
Show? We did the usual kind of thing. We did Mama Link.
News quiz.
I lost again.
Usually I would say let's not ruin the surprise, but it's becoming a bit of
it's
a foregone conclusion.
Week, you know, I've got a degree and everything. And I'm a little crossingly fell over.
And I haven't got a degree. I dropped out after a year.
Absolutely.
It's just no justice, is there?
There isn't.
University of life.
40, you got a degree?
No.
Have you not?
Yeah. No. I don't know.
Well, you do.
Yeah, well.
He has.
He's got one. I don't want to. I'm not defined by my education.
Oh, we listen out for more of Fordy's wise advice throughout the show. I hope you enjoy it.
BBC Six Music.
Dear Russell, John, and the rest of the team, that's you guys. I happened to hear some of Terry Wogan's breakfast show during which the listener sent in poems. This inspired me to write my own. Basically, just to say thanks for brightening up my week a little bit, right? Here's the poem. Do you want to hear the poem?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
How would you want me to read it?
Orally.
Okay, I like to listen to a show on digital radio. It's on Six Music every week. It's comedy at its absolute peak. That's quite nice. Hosted by my favourites, Russell and John. I rush downstairs every time it's on. Music, laughter, games and fun. How is the podcast not number one? Miles, Wogan, stuff the rest. It's John and Russell who are the best. So this is a thank you. I'd just like to say love to your mothers. Have a wonderful day.
Nice.
How cool is that?
Yeah, pretty good.
So,
she said she rushes downstairs when the show comes on, but she didn't actually say whether her radio's upstairs or not. Could be a bit of a sly dig.
Yeah. Don't heckle the poem. She's done a lovely thing there.
Don't heckle the poet.
Yeah, it was a lovely thing she said then. You're slamming her. Maybe
I'm not slamming her.
You are. You've given her a right
kick. I said it was a good poem.
Good, but not great. I sense she was thinking...
It's not great, is it? It's not
going to
go down in the greats. It's not war poetry, is it?
She's tried, mate.
Yeah, it's good, but I think she'd accept she's probably got more in her.
Oh, for goodness, she's not following Seaford Sassoon. It's fine. It's just
but she's not going to have that as her epitaph, is she?
All right, Hayden.
Realistically, she knows... What's her name?
Hayden.
Cracking poem. Thanks for that, you know. But don't give up on poetry thinking you're done. You've got... You know what I mean?
God.
We've done some good shows, but we haven't done any great shows.
It's a good job you've said you're not going to become a dad, because that's horrific. Just your kid going, I've done my homework. Have you done it? You've done it to a degree.
Yeah.
But you will certainly be doing other
bits. Oh, what are you
going to
tell him? I've done my homework. Well done. 2 + 2 is 967,403. You go and watch some cartoons. Well done. Tell them when they're wrong.
Exactly. Leave your crayons. Leave your crayons. Nom, 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 nom. No, that was too harsh of you. I thought that was very good, Heidi. Well done. John Hayes.
I said it was good.
All right, chocolate man, calm down. Steady, Seinfeld.
You've got to encourage the listeners to push themselves to their limits of artistic endeavour.
There is that.
Otherwise, we'll just get people saying, I've written you a poem, Russell and John, rhymed with pon. And then we'll have to go, oh, that's incredible.
But it's the first poem. That's why I like it. There'll be others that'll flood through now where people are trying to win your favour. And there'll be too much. And that's nice, ditty, straight, bang, bang, bang to the point. Lovely stuff. Should we chat about the fake tan in a minute?
So you're looking particularly orange.
Thank you.
On one side.
Yeah, it was a bit of an incident. I don't know if anyone's ever had a fake tan. You have, haven't you? Why did you have one, Ben?
Because...
It's all right, mate. It's fine.
I was coming back off holiday and I was still really white.
Yeah. And that was...
Coming back off holiday.
Yeah. I've been travelling for a year.
Right.
And you just wanted to kind of look as if you'd been travelling.
I wanted to come back looking really buff.
Yeah. And did it work?
No, I was all streaky.
That's it. You just have been painted. That's it. That's what it feels like. You feel like, you know like those adverts when the Picasso adverts, the Picasso car, when the computer goes...
I didn't know they were advertising Picasso. His brand's pretty strong at the moment.
But you know what I mean? When they kind of... You feel a bit like that, like you're on a conveyor belt. And so you go there and it's just full of women and it's that horrible kind of feeling where you just find yourself wanting to justify that you're a man. So you kind of, everyone's looking at you going, are you sure you're okay with this? Yeah, I'm fine. And I went in and they said you can do it with pants or without. Now, we've discussed this.
Yeah, with pants.
I went without. I just thought,
chance to get him out.
So I sort of did it, but you have to adopt this very odd kind of like sort of hacker pose. when you sort of have your hands like that and you're waiting for the spray. And this was what's really scary, because I made her explain it to me twice. I said, so what happens? She went, well, the spray comes on you, right, and goes all over your body on the one side, and then it stops, and then you turn around, and then it sprays again. And I go, well, well, you definitely know it stopped. And she looked at me and went, you'll know, which was quite scary that she read it like that. Finished the first bit, and then for some reason I totally forgot, so I took a double blast. And then as soon as I finished...
Took two loads in the face.
Exactly, two loads in the face, and just, you know, horrible experience. And then I had to walk around Bath looking like I'd headbutted a massive bit of wet clay.
I think it looks all right. It only looks bad from the side where you can see the line where it hasn't gone on the other side. But it looks all right.
I don't recommend it.
And you've shirked your responsibility for doing a song, haven't you?
Absolutely, although someone's done a song for us.
Yeah, someone's done it for you.
I'll tell you what, so smash it.
It's a
I mean, it's awful... It's unbelievably bad.
I'm not allowed to say that that poem was good, and you can say that about that song.
No, that's unbelievably bad, but what's the difference between that and a lot of the stuff we play?
Oh.
Come on. But, you know, it's of a genre.
Yeah?
You know, if you did that in a... If you performed that live with a bit of gusto, with you doing expressive...
Wind.
With a bit of expressive dance behind. Lovely.
An expressive mime, not an expressive dance.
Yeah, but at times you'll lose it. Like, you did that titty...
At times I'll lose it. I do it anyway.
You did a titty shake the other day. You know that thing when kind of girls do that?
You asked for that. Yeah. You said you were thirsty.
I didn't do anything. It was hilarious. Like, you just got up and as a sign to kind of go, I'm ready, world, you did a little titty shake. Where did you do that?
I can't remember.
You did it in Leeds. That was it. In a hotel lobby. Let's get a breakfast, shall we? Yeah, if you like. A titty shake. It was ridiculous. I didn't even know. Dear. Do it again. Because you can actually do it. Oh, please do it. See, did you see that? He can actually do a titty shake. Kate didn't see it. Go on, do it.
That song
honestly, John, oh, stop reading it. Do it. I know this is awful radio for the list. Look at that. A no-falling titty shake. What's wonderful about that is the titty shake of a man who's trained and learned how to do it in front of the mirror.
I don't know.
You can't
how it
be
looks.
That good.
I don't know how it looks. I just know it looks good.
You can't be that good at titty shaking without trying. You've done that in the gym, haven't you? And that's the end of the workout. A titty shake! Is that what it's called?
Oh, I'm looking forward to getting back in the gym this week.
I bet you are.
That's
Senior Fridges titty shake. Where have you been?
Around. Russell Howard and John Richardson on Six Music.
Hey, I tell you what, right? If this song that one of the listeners has got for us becomes a big hit, will you come on Jules Holland and do it with me? And you'd be like a dancer.
I don't think they'd like that on Jules Holland.
Oh, no, no, I don't mean like that.
Oh, all right.
If we had...
Be a dancer?
Yeah, yeah.
On Jules Holland?
Yeah, with me.
No.
Dancing in the background.
I wouldn't dance.
Like Bez, like my Bez figure. You'd do that, wouldn't you?
I'd do sort of a suggestive mime.
There you go! Yeah. Interesting, now we're talking a cat suit.
Yeah.
Me doing my sort of lyrics and you exploring them through mime.
That was one of the suggestions for the forfeit for the news quiz, that the loser has to wear a cat suit with a tail and a mask.
Oh, really?
You know, that's possible. Someone says we should have to get our legs waxed.
Oh, we've had that a few times.
Someone says we should have to wear nothing but underpants and socks and shoes from the minute we leave our house.
Right, that's going to be tricky. It was fine for you. You can get straight to your car, but I live in a city centre.
A henna tattoo.
This is a great idea.
Of the winner's face on their arm.
I think that's a smashing idea.
And the loser should have to paint a portrait of the winner. That's quite nice, isn't it?
Oh, that plays into your hand. You do that on a regular basis. That's Thursdays for you. How many pictures have you done with me?
Just the one.
Anyways, what are we going to go for?
Legs waxed.
Yeah.
Moustache. Walking around in their pants and doing a titty shake on the webcam.
Interesting. Interesting.
So that's it. So for me, it's the portrait or the henna tattoo.
Let's go Tash as well.
Right.
Just Tash. From this day forward until next Sunday, we can do that anyway. So we'll both have kind of Brandon Flowers. Tash, you'll have a proper no fooling.
Got gigs this week, important ones.
You'll look like Barry McGuigan. It'll be brilliant.
I've got a gig with Lee Evans this week.
All right, mate, nice bit. Thank you, Lee. Is that my cardigan? You have a right laugh. You're fine.
So we're going...
We'll go moustaches and...
painting a picture.
Painting. Do we have to paint?
Vetoing crayons and felt tips and anything like that. Pastels are allowed.
We're not allowed felt tips?
No.
Oh.
It's got to have some artistic. You know, charcoal.
Oh, okay, fair enough then.
No, and not just pencil.
Can it be an interpretation of what we think the other gets up to?
Yeah.
Lovely. Look forward to that.
Which I have to say a massive thank you to Emma.
Oh, yeah.
Painted an actual pretty cool picture.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh and the gang hanging around in my flat.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So, news quiz.
Yep, let's do it.
Quick Question four.
This is ridiculous. He's playing God over there, Kate.
Question four.
You can fight back.
Bernan McKinney.
Oh, here we go again.
Bernan McKinney from California has paid $150,000 to have her dead dog, Bugger, cloned. She's particularly fond of Bugger after he saved her life when another dog attacked her and bit her arm off. Is that true or false?
That's false.
Oh, dear. That's true. Right,
hang on a minute.
That's true.
Right, whatever. So, there's a dog called Bugger.
Booger. Booger.
All right, Booger. So, this woman had her arm bitten off by another
dog. She got attacked by a dog. Her dog, Booger, he saved her, right?
Right,
but then he died a few years ago. She's upset. She had him cloned. $150,000 from a company in North Korea. You can check all these.
But hang on a minute.
And I invite you to check these at home if you think I'm making them up. But you'll find I'm not. So that is 4-0, and this is really bad. Question 10. Saudi Arabia banned red roses on the lead up to Valentine's Day, and the Commission for the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice ordered all florist and gift shop owners in the capital city to remove any items coloured scarlet, and you close your crimson eyes.
Well, see, that sounds like it could be true, but he may have changed the country. And so it's false. So, you know, but I'm going to say true. But false, false, false.
Oh, no, no, no.
True, true, true. What a penalty.
I had to have it retaken four times, but it roofed it.
I really bent that.
So you lose again. Getting pretty embarrassing this. Next week, Russell Howard to turn up with a full moustache and a painting of me as he pictures me.
40s Animal Magic.
With me, Matt Ford.
Hey, what a pleasure. How are you, Fordy?
I'm fine, thanks.
And you brought a goodie for us.
I have. I've bought a selection of chocolate bars, I don't want to name them, and some iced donuts.
Lovely stuff. What flavour?
Dough. Just normal donuts. One's chocolate and the others are just sugar.
Now, do you want to hear an email we've had in that is entitled The Curse of Fordy?
Yes, please.
It says, is Matt Ford a curse on Britain's best-loved celebrities? 2 weeks ago, we found out about Britain's favourite hunk, Todd Carty. Today, we learned that Todd collapsed whilst on stage. See, something that's happened.
See what you've done?
Last week, Fordy's rumour was regarding top TV funny man Danny John Jules. This week, it was reported that he was arrested for allegedly attacking a man with a knife.
Joke.
Yeah.
Not just any man.
Exactly. I'm sure the country's glitterati will be listening to Fordy's rumours with bated breath this week, hoping their name won't be mentioned.
Danny John Jules arrested for attacking
a bin man.
Outside his house with a knife.
I did get in an argument in Craig's last week.
There you go.
What happened? Some woman queue jumped. Little did she know, she'd left her name badge on Sarah. Take that as a warning.
In your old days, you'd use that to pick her up.
Yeah, all right,
in a
Sarah.
Section we're calling naming and shaming.
Yeah, exactly. What, so she pushed it in a queue?
Yeah, there was a situation where you had one queue.
Yeah.
For two queues for one till. She was in the third queue for the second till.
Yeah.
And tried to then slip in the front of the second queue when I was in the first. I said, excuse me.
You did you?
I think you find you.
Did you really?
Oh, I didn't know, she said. I said, it's very clear what's going on.
How can you go from giggling idiots to somebody who can go, well, hang on a minute, there are rules in the queue.
I'm telling you now, I'm a big lecturer on civic responsibility. If I see people litter or spit in the street...
Do you have a go at them?
Low-level antisocial behaviour has a new enemy.
And you got a name and shame for spitting in the street?
Let's just say, excuse me. Did you really have to spit that out?
You don't.
It's disgusting.
It's from a man who has the good grace to just be sick on himself, so as not to cause a mess.
You were yesterday, sick on yourself on a train.
Russell Howard and John Richardson on Six Music.
You're listening to Russell Howard. I'm here with John Richardson and also Matt Thord.
Right.
Matt Thord, sorry. We had a few emails saying basically that I'm behaving like a bit of an arse today. I apologise. Being accused.
Who said that?
We've had a few.
You did get pretty het up at the start of the news quiz. You are getting battered.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it? But Steph.
5-0.
Stephanie Hamilton in California listens to us.
Hamo?
Yeah, she's probably our number one listener, I'd say. She says, you're a bit tetchy today, Russell. You shouldn't be embarrassed about your lack of facial hair and or your inability to grow a tash. I can't grow a tash either, if that makes you feel any better.
She we had an email in from her boyfriend saying.
Yes, she can.
Yeah. Oh, 40.
Oh, I know.
It was a joke.
Ready star style
radio. We can
high
five over here now.
pair of brutes.
You'll like this email.
Got it.
This backs up what you were saying. Russell's earlier vocal on the chocolate song was eerily reminiscent of the guy from Block Party on Helicopter.
Yeah.
Indie Schmindy indeed.
Absolutely. This is quite an interesting one.
He reckons he could release a pop song.
Yeah. You want in?
Yeah, I'm in, yeah.
Sweet, done. Right, Fordy, you could be backing singer and van driver.
Yeah, quality.
And I'm going to need a fur coat, Kate. I'm going to need a fur coat and a pipe and a big carpet.
Can I be driver's mate instead?
Oh, okay, yeah,
I'll
sure.
I'll have a few tots afterwards.
BBC. Music. Hello, Russell and John. My nickname in school was The Hero. I got this nickname because I slept with every girl in my year. When I was 21, I realised that I was bisexual. Most people I hear about who are either bisexual or gay struggle with their feelings and try to fight them. Me? I realised that overnight. The amount of people I could potentially have sex with are doubled. What's the song about, huh? I am the hero, Jean-Pierre Vert, Leon.
Wow. Leon?
Yeah.
As in France?
Yeah.
Well, Jean-Pierre was the clue as well, wasn't it?
Ooh, Slamadam. Yeah.
No, Jean-Paul in French.
Imagine that. That's a bit like our mate Olver. He's got that. No, but he's got that way of thinking. That's why he's not racist.
What's the point? I can have sex with those people.
She's got an interesting way of looking at life. Obviously, he doesn't think that anymore.
That's the bit they edited out of the Martin Luther King "I Have a Dream" speech.
Yeah, yeah.
I had another dream, and I'll tell you what.
I had a wet dream.
40, you pig. A Valentine's Day nightmares. We got any? Have you got any?
I've never had a
baddest.
But I remember one year, and the person has to remain nameless. But a few years ago, I did dump my then girlfriend the day before Valentine's
Day. Oh, you animal.
Because I was skint.
Oh, that sounds
I was like, I can't get her anything, so I've got to get rid. Turned out to be the right decision in the end.
A gesture would have been fine. You know, you could have made something.
I wasn't as inventive those back then as I am now. I had nothing about me at all. I just thought, God, I've got no money because I spent it all on booze last night.
How about you, John Joe?
I've never.
Do you get any Valentine's cards?
Once I've had a girlfriend on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And we'd only just started going out and we agreed not to do anything because I liked her and she wasn't sure and it would have been weird.
Oh.
And that's it. I've got one Valentine's card ever I've had.
Oh, really?
Mm.
You got one the other day?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, we got one sent into the show.
No, we didn't.
I'm pretty certain we did.
Well, I didn't. Well, you've snuffled that into your bag pretty sharpish,
haven't
you?
No, there was one sent to you. I'm pretty certain there was.
I think I'd remember thinking, oh, that's two.
All right. And you didn't get anyone, so you didn't get anything. What did you get this week, Fordy?
What, for Valentine's
Day?
Yeah. We had a Chinese. We had a bottle of red wine. But on the weekend before, it was our anniversary, so we had rosé champagne and Belgian truffles.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow, fantastic.
I'm capable.
What did you do?
Gestures.
We went to a Japanese restaurant, had a bit of sushi. But they didn't have any of the food we wanted. And then we went back, we watched Control.
What did you want? Beef and roast.
No,
raw fish.
Well, they didn't have any actual sushi. They had like a set meal. So it was more kind of, you know, like noodles and stuff like that. Yeah. So it was more of a noodle bar.
Set menu on Valentine's Day, isn't it?
Yeah, turd.
Chance to stiff you out of money.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It really annoyed me.
Why don't they do like a singles night where just people, you can go and eat in a restaurant on your own and it's not weird.
Speed dating. And nationwide.
So I don't have to speed that. I don't have an awkward conversation with someone to justify eating food.
Why don't you just go to a bar like a normal person and try to meet a woman like that then?
I'm not interested in chatting to someone in a bar. I'm not interested in any conversation that starts with the premise that it's going to end up in sex that night.
What do you want to drink? Hey, get off me pants.
I'm just saying, I know your agenda.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
agenda? Agenda.
Cool, the weather's been nice this week.
Whatever, love, can it? Christ, I'm not going to do you.
What are you talking about? People want to have a chat. You're obsessed with the idea that everyone's trying to have sex with you constantly.
I'm not obsessed with that.
Look at her saying hello. How much is the fare on the bus? I know her game and I won't ring in the bus driving it.
You're a weirdo.
I wouldn't get on a bus driven by a woman.
John, you know what? You're a lovely young
I would. Of course I would. Of course I would. Unless it was on them bendy buses, but I wouldn't get on them anyway. It's against physics, that.
No, it's not.
If it's longer than the road it's driving along, how's it going to turn?
It's got a bendy bit in the middle.
You've clearly never been nearly wiped out by one. Full of people on the back who haven't paid, giving you the juice.
Oh my God, you're literally reading from the Evening Standard. Right, it's time for the mummeling.
Ring, ting, wing, ding. What up, N-word? Your melon all frazzled? It was that beat. Piano weeping. Speaking to my ass.
You got to lay off the narcs, baby.
Say what?
Sister, if you be thinking a crying organ be talking to yo ass, you must be higher than Dr. Dre in a hot air balloon.
Heavy, have you forgot about Dre yet?
Hell no. Parking in disabled bays at the supermarket. He's lucky I didn't bust a cap. And he's not a real doctor.
I wish I'd been there. You know how much this mama love a good rumble? Reminds me of the time we met.
It was my very first visit to a cage ride.
And I was in the mood to punch and munch.
I was sat there, my chalk ice melting on my skins, and in come Yo Us. I'd never seen a 40-year-old woman like him.
My name is Edward. Please, you better recognise. Which one of you wants to lose some teeth?
I'll fight you, gorgeous.
Bring your rage to my cage. Say my name. Say my name.
Edward. You fight well, but can you deal with this?
She's mental.
F you.
She's naked.
I'm hot.
She's drinking his blood.
I'm thirsty.
Oh, it's the Tiverton Massive. There's 10 of them. They'll kill her. She needs help.
I need a partner.
You got one, sister. Here, grab this hammer. When you smashed that chair on that fat one and winked at me, I knew I'd met a friend for life.
Word! And watching you bite off them fool fingers and then swear at them with their own grabbers, this mama in heaven.
Improvised.
Wiggly wiggly whack!
Dropped a move on his back.
Went down like a sack!
Now he can't see Jack.
Happy days.
Funny thing, we never realised we was happy. We was just busting heads and getting in the van looking for our next scrap.
Maybe happiness be in the journey, not the destination.
You might have a point, Hot Mama. What yo doing later?
Seeing how many Weetabix I can get in a bowl, you?
Samesies. We be two peas in a pod.
Teeth out.
See you next week. Keep them low.
Diggity.
BBC Six Music.
Russell Howard and John Richardson.
Let's have a few Valentine's Day nightmares. This is Tom from Leeds. Worst Valentine's Day. This is really harsh, this, right? Ooh. I turned up 2.5 hours late. Now, that's a mistake. That's too long. You're better off phoning in sick.
Yeah.
It was a meal at Frankie and Benny's. Valentine's not big enough, is it? It's not like you could do that any time of the week.
Didn't realize if you give her wedges with cheese, you can just about pull that off.
Exactly. But you really should leave her knickers alone. Then realised that my gift contained nuts, which she was allergic to. So I nipped out and an out-of-date copy of... Oh, he bought her an out-of-date copy of Glamour magazine.
What
Jesus.
What is this guy?
Somewhat unfairly, she dumped me a day later. Gutted. I'm surprised she waited the
well,
day.
Well, I think he should have just been dispatched on the spot.
Really?
It's a bit unfair. Yeah. You can't take responsibility for her ordering something that's got nuts in.
He was 2 hours late and ordered the wrong food and then got out-of-date magazines for
yeah,
it.
40. If
what
you,
use was any of that to the poor girl?
If you were a lady, no. What would be your reaction?
I'm my the reaction? Man, well, I'm the man. Nuts would be fatal, but my reaction to the lateness, I would have waited.
You'd have waited
I'd
on
just
that.
Waited was... there, and I'd have just gone, you do not deserve this.
And then walked out.
Having eaten loads of food and left him with a bill. I'd have gorged for 2.5 hours, loaded potato skins with extra chilli. Fire them up, Frankie, I'm starving, I'd have said. Got it all out, meatballs the lot.
That's a great idea.
See you later.
I don't think I'd have the balls to walk out without paying.
The meatballs.
Because what if they didn't pay?
No, but you wait for him to turn up, and then you walk.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, or you say, just nip into the loo.
Yeah, and you're out the doors.
Later. Have you ever done that?
They give them a wave.
Hey?
Well, they call it like dine and drive or something, don't they, in America?
Where my dad used to do it quite a lot with us when we used to go on holiday. If they
really?
Yeah, he's weird. if they spent too long, and you know when you're 8, like everything is embarrassing that your dad does. But if waiters would take like 30 minutes to bring our food out, my dad would go, right, we're walking. And as a family, we'd have to kind of march out. And brilliant. My dad would make his walk past the kitchen and look at the kitchen angrily. Show him, son.
Excellent.
So, yeah, that's what we did on a regular
basis. That's consumer power.
It is, but it meant we had to have hot dogs.
You know, what else does a family have to do apart from go on strike to show these people what they're doing?
Hello, Russell, John.
Except that sometimes things go wrong in the kitchen.
This is quite a bleak Valentine's Day story. I started my Valentine's Day visiting a friend at the hospital. Then I spent half an hour on the tube with a woman who traded her shoes and one of her crutches for a can of special brew. My evening was spent at Full Mooners, where I had to watch a man sing Frank Sinatra songs dressed as Hitler. It was hideously unromantic. You're right about Al Pitcher. He played my freshest week and he was hilarious. I have two mothers.
A euphemism.
No? Hi guys, first time listening to the show. It's cheering up my Sunday morning, which is crap as I'm stuck inside ill whilst the sun is shining outside. I had the worst Valentine's this year, despite having no bitter feelings for once at my singleness. However, this was quickly shattered when I was getting my morning train. Whilst at the station, a bloke pushed past me and the massive bouquet of roses he was carrying whacked me in the face. Oh. It was alright though. I just said to him, your girlfriend doesn't love you. Laura, Southampton.
Neither does your mother.
Okay, no need for that on top 40.
Know,
that's fine.
It just add to the venom, wouldn't it?
Just slamming him as well.
Yeah.
Are you ever unhappy, 40?
No, I'm just... my head is one big party.
Is that really true?
Yeah.
What? Well, you don't so like spending time on your own, though, do you?
I can't spend time on my own.
If you catch him when he's on his own.
I absolutely hate it. That's when I sweat the most.
Edinburgh.
I really am. I'm in on my own, scratching, I'm twitching, I'm ringing all my mates. Please come round or I'll drive to your house.
Please, I'm sweating.
I can't stand it. It's the one thing I cannot stand is being on my own or having no one to talk to. I can't sit still, I can't read, I can't think.
Sorry, calm down, you've people here now.
Really, really, I can't do it. And you're the opposite. We're like unbreakable. I'm like Bruce Willis. You're like Samuel L. Jackson.
I'll take that.
Hello, you're listening to Russell Joseph Howard on Six Music. I'm here with Matthew Archibald Ford and John Richardson. You haven't got a middle name, have you?
Jose Howard.
Jose. And what's your middle name?
Joel.
Fauntleroy, isn't it? Joel, that's it. Yeah. Now, listen to this. We had an email last week from Pedro Juan Bancos Gringos. This is a belter, right? This is about Valentine's Day. Hola, Russell and John. One time in Peru... So I'm allowed to read out. Yeah, this is fine. One day in Peru, my cousin Juan dressed up as Cupid. Well, actually, he dressed up as a Roman soldier because he thought that if he dressed like Cupid, he would look like a man in a nappy. When he was ready, Juan went to his girlfriend's house armed with a bow and arrow. His plan was to fire a note attached to an arrow onto her front door. His girlfriend would then open the door, find the note, which would declare his love, and then he would jump out and reveal himself, and they would make love for hours. Juan's plan did not go well. He fired the arrow onto the door, and then nothing happened. He went and looked in through the window of his girlfriend's house, and all he could see was his girlfriend's mother with a large wooden splinter in her shoulder. The arrow had pierced the door, sending splinters from the back of the door flying everywhere. Juan tore the note from the arrow and started to run when his girlfriend opened the door and came running out with a gun. Juan had been caught. Juan did not have an explanation that could mend the harm he had caused. Juan and his girlfriend did not see each other again. Pedro Juan Bancos Gringos.
Oh, my word.
Brilliant Peruvian. Wow. These emails are outrageously good. Pedro, well done again, my friend.
I don't want to marry anyone, I don't think.
Oh, man.
Christ, John. Such a bleak view of the world.
Yeah.
The sun's shining over the nation's capital.
That's it.
It's cold, though, isn't it?
40. Help him to release his inner 40.
Clear skies mean tonight's going to freeze and someone's going to die.
Counteract the misery, 40. Counteract
you're
the misery.
You're 25, man. You're on the radio every Sunday.
Yeah.
You're doing all these gigs.
For the time.
You're living the life that you would have dreamed of 5 years
That's
ago.
That's it. Clench your fist. And you're all counteract an argument to
it's
that.
Not what
feel
I thought
proud
it was.
Of yourself.
You're not it shouldn't achieve your dreams. They're like
John,
poison ivy. They're nice to look at.
You get around 70 to 80 years on this planet, right? And that is it. Nothing after that. You are living a genuine dream.
Oh, what a lovely man. Look at that. He just said that to
you. Fill the fresh oxygen of life.
Oh.
And breathe out that sweet success.
Oh, wow. Incredible. Incredible.
Right.
You should release tapes that are just kind of 40's way to live your life.
Or like those little workout tapes so when people go running.
Absolutely, yes.
Welcome to your workout. Pump it, guys.
Yeah.
By the way, did you know that you're the best person in your life?
Yeah.
Everybody loves you.
Yeah. Cheers, 40. Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah, man.
I've got a problem with the workout tape.
Okay.
And that's what you're putting on the front cover.
My mate got a workout DVD for Christmas the other year, this yamming chap, yeah. Right? I think he thought you just had to watch it. We're watching this fitness TV. Nothing's happening. I went around and he was just sat there watching it. He wasn't joining in with it. You know what my mum got got me for Christmas this year. Seriously, one of those vibrating belts that help you lose weight. Yeah. The stomach toning, slender tone.
Yeah.
I got one for Christmas off my mum.
Oh, Jesus.
How heartbreaking was that?
I bet it was really bad.
A nice gift.
You probably could have just given me a smaller dinner. Instead of giving me an electrical device, strapping me on, and then
how often do you eat
pumping
bones?
Me full of food.
Well, the horrible thing is, as well, when you get the gift, you're riddled in eczema as well. So you have to go near a mighty perm, scratch yourself, and then take the gift away.
It's a nightmare. Russell Howard and John Richardson
on Six Music. Well, that was the podcast. What a treat. Thank you very much for listening to it. I really hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to our show live, which is 10 till 1 on Sunday mornings. Email russell.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. If you've got any questions, any direction in which you'd like the show to go, maybe an extra feature for 40.
Great idea.
Or an extra feature for John.
Another
less good.
John's in a bad mood, but we're going to sort that out now. This is of no use for you, but we're about to get
Don't touch me, please.
To leap out of a cake.
Let's eat.
Nice. Take care. See you later.
Thanks for downloading this podcast. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/6music.